Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep.
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And an empty chair because Eric Bickle is vomiting right now.
Well, it's not actually empty. It is housing my silly sausage McMuffin with egg.
Very nice.
Yes.
It looks like you've called it Pukapalooza.
For EB, yes.
For EB going to the woods, if you follow Cakes on Twitter at Buddy Metal Cakes.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of Twitter, you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We are getting some weather reports, Jason.
Some updates.
This one from Steve, who says, ice on the ground at Dulles Airport, weather deteriorating 6 to 8 inches by 3 p.m.
Ice on the ground.
He also says that I better buy some more underwear for my stay.
I mean, seriously, there's a Walmart a stone's throw from this beautiful complex. You can go in and buy like a 5-pack of underwear for $3.
Sports Q for info tweets us, yeah, guys, forecast the winter storm watch till 8 p.m. John, who tweets us often, says he's driving through Springfield and it's definitely snowing and sticking.
All right.
So well, those are some of the reports coming in. Our flight is scheduled to leave Florida at 2:40.
2:50, I think.
2:50.
2:50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Currently on time, but that may be a the worst situation is if we go to the airport because it's still on time, and then they cancel it once we're at the airport.
Right.
And once we turn in our cars.
That'll be awful.
Oh, yeah, that part will stink.
Especially to go through the damn Thrifty line again.
Oh, can't do that again. It's horrible.
See, the problem is you just don't know where our flight is originating. If they're originating in the Northeast,
right.
They can't get
out.
That's
true. That's
then they'll
point.
Cancel that bookie.
Yep. I'll tell you this. Now, the problem is – Drab and I kind of determined from now on there's got to be one car in, like, your name or
okay.
Eric's name.
Right.
And one in ours because you guys are the panicky Pete's that like to get to the airport 4 hours early.
I love getting to airports early. I
right?
love it.
And
more
we
than
like
life
to kind
itself.
Of just roll in late.
Yes.
And I'm not getting to that airport super early with the risk of it being canceled, okay? Because that airport doesn't have much action, let's be honest. It's not that busy of an airport. There's no reason we need to be there super early.
They do have a Rooney's Irish Pub that we were eyeing as soon as we landed here in West Palm. I think it was EB who said, that's where we're going to be hanging out on the way out of here.
All right, so do we still have the phone?
And then Mike also tweets us, and he says, I would plan on doing the show from Florida tomorrow, starting to pick up in northern VA now.
All right, but it doesn't matter what's going on in northern VA now. It just matters what's going on at Reagan.
Right.
All right, let's go to, I believe it's Josh. I don't know where Josh is from. I'm just going to say Woodbridge.
Okay.
No idea.
Sounds like a place where Josh would be from.
I'm just going to make it up. Josh in Woodbridge. Are you there?
Come on. I'm from Loudoun County, man.
All right, good. What's going on?
There's about a good of a chance that the Islanders score 100 goals on their next opponent that you guys are getting this flight in.
Really?
This is tragic news.
Why are you saying that?
I came from Round Hill. Round Hill's getting pummeled right now, and I'm driving towards Chantilly. The whole time I'm driving, it's just following me. It's getting
it's
bad. Yeah, you're not coming home.
To stay in Florida
so
for one
down.
Extra day, it's unfortunate because we
rough.
All have lives, and we gotta you know deal with schedules,
sure.
and kids,
you
and
go
wives.
See your family.
It's definitely difficult to deal with. But it's not the worst thing in the world to be in 80-degree weather. I know when I went for a short run yesterday, I was like, this feels
good.
Well,
that's fine, but as long as they announce it pretty early where we don't have to actually go to the airport.
Right, that's the tragic situation if we go to the airport and then it gets
and
canceled.
Stay there for 3 or 4 hours.
That's what the Cakes car, the early car, can do.
Silly. By the way,
Drab and I can wait and then find out it's canceled and then laugh at you donks for wasting time at the airport.
Your day yesterday and my day couldn't have been more different. You basically did like a mini JP triathlon. You ran. You did a few laps in the pool. Here's what I did yesterday.
I did 2 laps.
I know
in the
it's
pool,
fine. I'm playing it up a bit.
And maybe you did 25 meters.
You know what? All I did yesterday was sit.
Yes.
I sat down all day. I sat here for 4 hours. And I sat in the car and drove back to the Hilton. Took a shower. Sat in the car and drove to the dog track and sat in a poker seat for 8 straight hours.
Right.
That's pretty good for
you. And then
you
sat in your room or laid down in your room.
Sat in my room.
And drank 8 Miller Lights.
But you made, not 8.
6?
2¾.
You made $38.75 per hour.
I mean, that's a pretty good side gig, right?
It's
pretty
a nice side
solid
gig.
Solid side hustle. That's more than like an Uber driver makes lock. So I'll take $38.75 per hour as a side gig.
I'll tell you what, though. So I went for this really short run with Drab, but we ran by.
Well, you guys did tandem running?
Yeah. We worked on
hacking. Worst idea.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Whatever, but.
You guys training for a marathon?
No. Dude, you've run in basically a tornado before.
That's true.
We just did a short run to where you could see just these million-dollar yachts.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. Like, you know, you think you're doing well in life, and then you see those type of places.
We're paupers.
You see these homes or these condos, and you're like, oh, my God.
It's FU money.
We didn't even mention yesterday, after the show, when I'm desperate to go see Flops, we're driving back to the the West Palm Hilton, which is amazing, by the way. Claps to them for providing lodging for us.
They saved our life.
They have.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we're going to go right back to the hotel, and JP's about to drive past the hotel and goes, I want to see where the ocean is. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Jason and I were like, are we going back
Jason
to the hotel?
Jason was curious. I think he asked the first question. He was like, how far away from the water? So I was like, why don't we find out?
So JP drives.
Okay, I didn't ask you to drive
he
there.
He drives past.
It's a half a mile.
He drives past the hotel, and my neck cranes longingly for the Hilton.
Oh, because you could have 8 hours and 10 minutes at the poker table.
Here's the payoff. He drives another, like, half mile or mile down Okeechobee Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we see, like, I don't know, either an inlet or a harbor. It's a large body of water, but it's apparently not the ocean. And then we bang a U-turn and come back. I mean, it was the
question
big
answered. There was the water.
Yeah. I don't understand what we're doing.
All right, apparently we're
you're so like feeding for the poker table
hyper
that you couldn't handle a 5
apparently we're
going
to try and get Chuck Bell from NBC4
okay,
on.
Good.
Is he on now?
I'm here.
Hey Chuck.
Hey.
What's going on, bud? Thanks for calling.
Oh, nothing. Just living the dream.
So we're down here in West Palm Beach. All right, we're scheduled to fly out this afternoon about 3:00, and we have a grave concern that we're not going to be able to fly into D.C., that they're going to cancel all the flights. But we're also hearing from your colleagues that the storm may not be as big as originally thought. Why don't you give us an update?
Well, I think the vomit comet's going to make it. I think it'll probably be a very bumpy ride on the way in, but my guess is that not every flight will be canceled. There certainly could be the isolated cancellation if the plane is coming, you know, from Philadelphia to you to get here or something like that. None of the three airports here, BWI, National, or Dulles, none of them will have to close down operations for any more than maybe 15 minutes to scrape the runways off. So that will not be a trouble, unlike Snowmageddon when we've got 18 inches of snow. This is not going to be that level of an event. National airports probably only going to get 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5 inches at the most. Temperatures should be at or slightly above freezing later on in the afternoon by the time you're getting up here. So that means paved surfaces like the runways should be able to be open and relatively easy to get in and out of.
Okay. All right. So when I was watching the news yesterday on your website, they were projecting 8 to 12 in and around D.C. All right. And 10 to 16 out, you know, kind of where I live out in Loudoun County, north and west. What has changed exactly?
Well, you know, a lot of the numbers were moved up dramatically. Once the morning computer runs came in, they really, you know, the numerical weather guidance just ramped up what really thought was going to happen. That's the danger in taking one run over a consistency of 3 or 4 runs before it. You know, so a lot of people just jumped on that higher amount, and they really shouldn't have. They should have just held the course. You know, getting it to snow in March is one thing. Getting it to accumulate is a whole other ball game. You know, the last time we had a big March storm, the superstorm of 93, you know, Dulles went below zero with that one. So, you know, that's very different than 31 degrees. So, the later runs, once we got the late afternoon and the evening runs in, it was obvious that late morning run yesterday was the outlier. And, you know, we needed to trim them back. And by the time I got up at 1:00 in the morning to come into work, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's still no snow on the ground at my house in downtown D.C. at 1 a.m. And there still wasn't anything, you know, on the ground here until 3 or 4. So now, you know, now that we got the daylight, you know, the sun's up, You know, you may, just because you can't see it doesn't mean the radiation isn't coming through and warming up the pavement and the like. So, you know, this is a marginal temperature event, cold enough to snow, very hard to get it to pile up. So this is probably going to be, my over-under for National Airport would be about 2.5.
Oh, that's great news. I hope you're right, Chuck. I hope you're right. That's great news.
I think the high-end total for, I think if National Airport gets to 4 or 5 inches, that's going to be overperforming at this point, as opposed to everybody thinking it could be 8 or 12 yesterday.
And I wouldn't think that 4 inches would cancel a lot of flights or and into Reagan anyway or close that airport. 4 inches doesn't sound
right. And again, 4 inches of snow at 25 degrees is very different than 4 inches of snow at 33 degrees. You know, the ability to clear off the runways and stuff is way different as long as you're above freezing.
All right. All right. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate the call, man.
Safe travels.
Yep.
Thank so you, that's Chuck. An informed take because we're getting 4. More and more tweets at Junk's Radio of people that are like panicking because there is snow. But
well, this is what Doug Kammerer said. We had Doug on the show yesterday. He tweeted this, looks like about 4 hours ago. He says, I'm not liking the trends on the models tonight. Storm strengthening a little too late for us to get those big totals. Still significant impacts, but we did lower totals by about 2 inches in most areas.
I think we're good.
So
I think we're going to be okay. Oh, I just jinxed it. Yeah. Well, have fun on your extended stay in Florida, fellas. I just threw the monkey wrench in everything.
Ugh.
Terrible idea.
Are you going to go to the dog track before you go to the airport? You're such a DJ.
Don't have time. There's no
time. You have time?
There's no time.
You get back to the hotel 10:20.
No, there's no time.
You squeeze in an hour.
I need to have a long extended session.
You like long sessions.
Long ones. 7 or 8 hours, like yesterday, was ideal. Though I did look down at my phone at 7:40. I said, what am I doing
with my
life?
Is that when you decided to pull the plug?
7:45-ish, yeah. I said, I have to leave. I've been here for 8 hours.
I'm going to try and convince Bickle to go to the woods again.
Poker overtakes cake so much that he actually bypasses meals.
Didn't eat a morsel while I was there.
Stunning to me.
Nothing.
That's unbelievable.
All I did was drink coffee and Diet Coke.
Well, there are all these people.
How have I not had a heart attack?
There are all these people tweeting us that you're going to stay in Florida. There's no way you're going to have a flight. And then Chuck Bell comes on and says, oh, it's going to be no problem.
Yeah, well, hope he's right.
I guess we will find out.
Believe me, I got buddies texting me right now saying there's no chance you're flying
back. By the way, when I tweeted that I was at the dog track / poker room, our good friend Dave Richard from CBS Sports, who lives in Florida, he lives like
– fantasy football guru.
Yeah, Pompano Beach, I believe.
Yep.
He lives like 30 minutes away. He's like, thanks for calling me. Thanks for letting me know you were here. You know, just kind of joning.
Yeah.
So I responded back to him, and I said, hey, maybe we can get together at some point. And I think he was like intimating like yesterday, but I was like, well, I'm firmly rooted to the seat at the poker room. So maybe the next time I'm in Florida, or if we, God forbid, don't make our flight today, maybe I'll drive down and see Dave Richard, have some lunch or dinner with him.
You should do that.
Meet him in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why wouldn't I do that?
I called a buddy yesterday who's he's a head pro at the Medalist Club, which is the club that Tiger Woods is a member
of. Sure. I'm surprised you know him, that guy.
I believe Ricky Fowler is also a member there. So all the big-time golfers that live in Jupiter, Florida are members at the Medalist Club.
Yes.
And I called him up. I mean, I didn't give him any heads up. I just called him up yesterday while I was at the woods saying, hey, you want to come by for a drink?
Such a golf-related day.
I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, nah, not interested. He just didn't want to hang out with me.
Really? He shot you down?
Not that close of a friend.
I haven't seen him in 2 years. He's like, I can't do it.
He's a text buddy, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
He's a flyby buddy.
Still a guy that I've known for many, many years. Yeah. I just haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah.
When's the last time you actually saw him?
Probably the last time. He used to be the head pro at RTJ. Probably the last time he worked there. A couple years ago.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You made the effort, though.
I did make it.
There's nothing wrong on your end.
All right. I got to talk to you about 5-Hour Energy. I was the first one of the broadcast this morning, people. Want to know how I did it? I woke up and had a 5-Hour Energy mixed berry shot to kickstart my day. Everyone's dragging, but not me. I'm alert and focused this morning. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign. They've got a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. All you've got to do is swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. You see an upset in the making? No big deal. Swap out the favorite to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. This is how you do it. You go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. You still have time. You got 4 games tomorrow, 4 games Friday. Still have time to do this. 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. And joining us right now, their stud shortstop, Trey Turner. Thank you, Trey, for joining us.
Got him up early.
Clap him up.
You know, Trey, when the Nationals first traded for you a couple years ago and we weren't familiar with who you are, we just assumed you were a brother because we heard you were Speedy and your name was Trey.
Yeah, we just
I've gotten that quite a bit in my baseball career. I remember, one time in summer ball, I played on a summer team. Guys were coming from all over the country, and quite a few of them said the same thing.
This has to be the fastest person I've ever sat next to.
He's a fast dude.
How could I have sat next to a faster person than Trey Turner? It's physically impossible.
If we had a race right now, if you had to run a 40.
Okay, because that's my specialty.
And Trey Turner is running a 40 next to you. How many?
Right now, you might get me.
Really?
I just woke up a little while ago.
Yeah, but he runs palms up.
My form is very unorthodox. But I think
now he cranked a marathon, and believe it or not, in 3.5 hours.
That's very impressive.
That's steady as
slow
she goes.
And steady.
I don't have the fast twitch that Trey clearly has.
Trey could probably crawl and beat you in a 40.
I think if I started on the 28, and he started at 0, I think I might win. But it might be dicey.
You never know.
So how's the spring going for you so far, man?
It's been good. I've really enjoyed getting a chance to work with the new staff.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. I just had a lot of fun. It's been really relaxing. You know, I don't feel like there's this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe in the past few years, you know, I feel like there may have been a pressure, like urgency.
Even in spring training, you felt that?
Like pressure to impress, to make the team.
I guess everybody has their own little individual battles, but I mean as a team. You know, we've had a lot of fun with the camels and the little golf tournament thing
right.
we had.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's a long season. I think sometimes you can worry about some things that aren't necessarily that meaningful, and obviously we're getting prepared, and you know we want to be ready, which I think we are. But you can have fun while doing it, and I think we've done that.
And we talked about this for like a minute or two before we went on the air. You're basically home. You're 20 minutes away mm-hmm. from where you grew up. You've got your support system around. Your parents live 20 minutes away. Talk about what that's like with having your parents and family around, and they can pop over. You can probably pop over and see them whenever you want.
Yeah, constantly giving tickets. You know, I'm leaving. Right. I'm leaving the ticket board probably, but no, it's great having them around. You know, I think almost every Sunday I eat with my parents, my grandpa, and then I get a chance to see my aunts and uncles, my sister, friends from home that I grew up with, some of my best friends. You know, that I still. Keep in touch with all the time. I went to dinner with a couple of them last night, so it's nice to have that kind of that hometown feel.
Do you have good friends that you played with in high school that made any clubs or playing in the minor leagues now?
No. A lot of them played college ball.
Yeah.
Most of them played college ball, but I have a small circle kind of friends, maybe 5, 6, 7 friends that I still keep in touch with a lot, and then I have friends from college that are playing in the minor leagues now, but from here,
no, yeah. You know, man, last year was just tough because, this team is so talented. And then, it's just hard. You know, we talked to Zim yesterday. It's just hard to win in the playoffs. I mean, everything kind of has to go right. You got to catch the breaks. You got to get lucky. You got to be healthy. What was that like after losing the Cup Series? How long does it take you to get over that? And then when do you start, kind of refocusing for the next year?
You know, I like to prepare as much as I can, and then, kind of whatever happens, and once it's over, you can't control it. So you just remember it, put it away, and use it while you're training for the next season. But like you said, there's so many little things. I think in the last 2 years, we lost probably five or six of the games by one run or so. So, I mean,
it's how tight it is, man.
Yeah, it's not like we're getting blown out or we're nervous or, whatever it may be. I don't think it's as bad as, a lot of other people make it seem. Obviously, I want to win more than anybody. But, I think that's very small, window that we can, change something. And we could be talking about a World Series or, something different than happened. So, to me, it's not the bigger deal, but obviously I would have loved to win in the last couple of years.
How motivating is it for you and your teammates when you come into this beautiful complex that you share with the Houston Astros? You come down the main drag, you look to the left, you see the Astros' big sign, and underneath it says World Champions. Yep. You come to the right, the Nats. It would be nice if one of those is underneath,
by the way,
the curly W.
It's if you look to the left, because Cakes this morning
said,
I didn't even know that was there. I was like, what were you doing?
I like that.
Full disclosure, I was slightly hungover yesterday. I just was, and I didn't notice I missed it. I was a little more clear-headed today. That's all.
Yeah, no, I think anything you can use for motivation, obviously, you know, we put so much effort into this. We want to win. You know, it's not like in the last couple of years we're like, nah, we're good with, you know, where we're at. We put, you know, hours every day, you know, all year round, off season, in season, and it's kind of all we think about. So, you know, we want to get over that hump. We want to make it to the, you know, farther into the playoffs, the World Series, and win it. I don't think we want to continue to make the first round of playoffs and go home.
Give us an idea of what your daily routine is now. We got about, I don't know, 8 days left until opening day. But what time do you get up? What kind of workout do you get in before the game? And then after the game, what are you doing?
Well, beginning of spring training, you wake up a little earlier. Towards the end, you get a little tired of it. But, you know, a lot of people get here between 6 and 7. And then it's just a matter of.
Seems like there's a lot of chill time.
Not really.
Really? It seems.
I feel like if I get here at 7, I'm rushed to do stuff the whole time. Yeah. A lot of guys get treatment. They, you know, they work on their bodies. They do different things to make themselves feel better, you know, just with an everyday grind, whether it's, you know, stretching or anything like that, getting the hot tub, cold tub. So they do a lot of that. Then a lot of people go and, you know, hit early.
Right.
Then you go and stretch again for, you know, team stretch, do all your team fundamentals, individual defense, hit BP, come back in. You got maybe, you know, 30 minutes to eat lunch, and then it's kind of get ready for the game again. So it's the downtime you have is probably spent eating.
Right.
You get here, you eat.
Gotcha.
For, you know.
And then what about after a game? Do you have any meetings after, post-game meetings, or
no,
are you looking at video or anything?
I think that's kind of an individual thing for the most part, you know. If you want to talk about hitting with, you know, K-Long and JD, then you go and watch the video on that. You know, I've talked to Bogey plenty of times about defensively doing things, you know, here or there. But in the mornings, we kind of get that done as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier in camp, you kind of get that done where you talk about, you know, this is what we want to do. This is how we're going to do it this year. And they've done a great job communicating all that. So I think we're kind of on the same page, and we're ready to roll.
We're joined by Trey Turner, national shortstop. And we talked to your manager, Davey Martinez, yesterday, and we wondered, how's the team going to be different than last year's team with Dusty Baker? And guys are a veteran team, so it's not probably going to be dramatically different for fans. But he did say aggressiveness, and he was talking about running. You're going to lead this team in stolen bases. That's your thing. Are you going to have, like, green light all the time? Do you know? What's the deal?
For me, I know it's different staff, so don't get me wrong here, but I feel like it's going to be a lot like last year. You know, I had that green light, and then there was times where, you know, they put the red light on me. And, you know, obviously it was, you know, not that often, but you still get it throughout a course of game, even if it's for a pitch here or there, or an at-bat here or there. And, I kind of expect the same thing. Obviously, I'm going to try to be as aggressive as I can, and any opportunity I have to steal, I want to take advantage of it. But I'm sure there'll be times where, you know, they put the red light on, and you know, that's just the game of baseball.
How many games did you miss last year with the wrist? Is that about 40 or 50?
Yeah,
that more than that.
No, about that. I would say.
And you had 46 stolen bases. You probably would have had about 70.
I played right around 100 games, I know. All so right. I don't know how many I missed, but I played 98 or 99 or something like that. I played right around 100 games, so hopefully I can get that number up a little bit.
You will.
Are there some pitcher-catcher combos when you look at it on the upcoming schedule where you say, well, I'm going to get 3 or 4 stolen bags today because they just can't stop?
It's got to be.
There has to be a few of them when you see them on the sched.
I never do that because – that would imply I have to get on first base quite a bit. So, you know, I think I don't ever plan on or, you know, try to act like I'm going to steal 3 or 4 bases today, because then you're going to be on base at least twice. And, you know, these guys are really good up here. Even if you see a pitcher really well at the plate and you hit them very well, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you could hit the ball right at somebody. So, you know, I'm a big play-by-ear kind of guy, and just trying to be competitive as, you know, as I can be.
Let me ask you this. Who are some of the tougher pitchers to read? that you've seen the last couple of years?
Tehran. Yeah. Well, basically all the Braves, actually. You know, last year they had R.A. Dickey and Bartolo Colon, and they were really, really quick to the plate. You know, they're veteran guys, have been around. They know how to control the running game. So, you know, it's just almost, you know, almost tough. It didn't really – it doesn't matter to me as much who's behind the plate. It's more so the pitcher.
The pitcher.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me ask you something. On this team, there are a bunch of guys with big, scraggly beards. Is there any beard pressure, like peer pressure? You have a nice tight one.
I don't think I have a choice. This is about all I can do. So,
Because it looks like Strauss has like a big, scraggly beard.
You don't feel beard shaming from like Kelly and Strauss?
No.
Doolittle?
No.
Sorry. None of that?
Can't say I do.
We had Sean on yesterday, and he talked about his metal playlist and how it went over like a lead balloon. A lot of the teammates weren't into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's two or three songs on Trey Turner's playlist that if you had to crank it out,
I like the,
that people would hear?
Not old school rap, because I'm probably – old school rap to me is not the same
early
as –
early 2000s.
Yeah, like early 2000s, you know, rap. A lot
you
of that
us old?
From my – no, because then everybody will probably hate who's listening. But, you know, probably a lot of those early 2000 songs when I was, you know, 12 to 15, 16 years old. Just I feel like, you know, I hear a song and I think of a certain memory from back then, and that's kind of what I wanted to put on my my playlist. So it was a little bit of everything, try to mix it up, not all rap, but that is my favorite song.
So you don't get into EPMD or Eric B or –
Not much. I kind of.
Have you heard an EPMD song?
I don't think so.
Probably.
Oh, we gotta get him into EPMD.
Way before his time.
I know, but it's so good.
I like old school. Like I like Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. I like stuff like that.
Right.
I like old school stuff, but I kind of listen to a little bit of everything. I can't say I've listened to EPMD.
Who has the worst musical?
I can't believe that.
Who has the worst musical taste in the clubhouse?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's okay to call him out.
I couldn't tell you.
No.
I felt like we did a really good job this year.
Mm-hmm.
You hit all the genres.
Yeah, we had a little bit of like reggae one day, you know, and I think that's what was cool about it. Everybody put on their own personal playlist, and they kind of did their own thing, and nobody was worried really about what other people were going to say. They just kind of went for it.
Right. I know you're a couple years into it, so you're used to it, but you break into the big leagues at 22 or maybe even 21. I don't remember. What's it like culturally to all of a sudden step into a team situation where there are guys who have kids, mm-hmm. there are guys who are, you know, there's some that are 30s, but there's some that are in like the upper 30s.
Yep.
It's like totally different. It's like they almost could be your dad. What's it like?
You start to see that a little bit at AAA. You know, there's a lot of guys who are, you know, late 20s, early 30s who have, you know, a kid or two. And that was different for me because, you know, still being in the minor leagues, I guess, and, you know, in the big leagues, you kind of expect it a little bit. You know, you see on MLB Network or whatever it is, you know, guys bring their kids to the field, and I think it's something that you share with your kid. But for me to be, like you said, 21, 22, and then be in AAA and see it, then
I'm just wondering, like, who you would hang with at first. Like, do you find, like, the youngest guy there? I think
at the field it doesn't matter.
Yeah, in the field it doesn't matter.
You don't have that much time, you know, downtime away from the field. I think it's, you know, in Syracuse I live with a couple guys, so that's obviously who I hung out with all the time. And thankfully none of them had kids, so I didn't have to, you know, hear a crying baby in the next room or anything like that. But, you know, in the big leagues you don't really have roommates, so
yeah.
It's different. You got to get used to it, but it's good. I think it's very good for the young guys.
Where do you live?
When?
In the season.
I'm going to guess.
Should I not say that? Because I'm not going to say that.
I'm not saying your address.
No. Like Arlington area or D.C.
I'm not saying your street.
Around. I live around.
He's private. That's okay.
You live in the city.
I respect
live in
that.
Crystal City.
I lived next to the stadium on 15.
Yeah.
No, 16. 16, I live next to the stadium. And now I don't.
You got a little further out.
Just moved away.
I like getting away from the field a little bit, you know. Yeah. And I think the restaurants, you know, around D.C. are pretty good. So I try to get some, you know, food here or there, try new places and stuff like that.
So what was the one thing that you felt like you had to work on in the offensively? What was the one thing you felt like you had to work on in the offseason?
I didn't really care for, you know, some of the habits I created last year. I felt like I hit kind of completely different than I did in 2016, and I was just trying to kind of get back to where I was in 2016.
What was that? What do you mean? What specifically?
Were
you just too aggressive last year?
Oh, no.
Swinging at bad pitches?
I think swinging at bad pitches, you know, is always, you know, a thing anybody can prove. I don't think being too aggressive is a bad thing. You know, everyone's mad at that I hit the first pitch all the time, but, you know, the MVP and the AL hit like 460 on the first pitch last year. So, obviously, it just depends whether you do it well or not.
Right.
And my first year, I think I did it well. Yeah. And now,
last year,
I didn't. I think it's also they pitched me differently in 2016. They didn't want me to steal bases, and they didn't want to walk me.
Right.
Last year, they didn't care, and I had a hard time realizing that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I get to a 3-2 count or a 3-1 count. I'm like, they don't want to walk me. They're going to throw me, you know, a decent pitch to hit, and they didn't. They would throw me a lot of off speed. They throw me balls in the dirt, and for me, that was kind of hard to comprehend. You know, why they would take the chance, but, you know, that's what they did, and they had success with it. So I just need to, you know, improve on that and kind of mature, I guess.
Awesome. All right, Trey Turner, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Good luck this year. Stay healthy, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It's awesome.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining
us. Lives around, Cakes.
I know, that's right. That's fine.
That's just so funny how he looked at
you. I got to be smarter about that.
I respect his privacy.
I mean, you could have said in
No. Nope.
Keep it a private.
He doesn't want anybody to know.
That's Trey Turner. Of course, Max Scherzer scheduled to join us a little bit later. Mike Rizzo, the Nationals president and GM. Keep it here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live from spring training in Florida. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP. EB down for the count after heading to the woods yesterday. He had chicken wings, a burger, a salad.
By the way, explain what the woods is. A lot of people don't know what the woods is.
The woods is a restaurant which Tiger Woods owns.
Correct.
Restaurant/bar.
It's in Jupiter.
You guys are Tiger Woods sycophants.
Marks.
So because
Big
you
fat
are
marks.
Within 15 to 20 miles of the Woods restaurant, you decided to head down there for happy hour. Deep down, grasping that Tiger might actually walk in there because he has been known to hang out at his own restaurant.
Yep. But I think he's more of a late night guy.
Probably.
Because I don't think he wants to come in there with the happy hour.
He doesn't want to see donks like you come up and try to get a fist pound.
Right.
So anyway.
He's not interested in that.
EB had apparently a burger, a salad, and chicken wings.
Hamburger.
And then when you guys got back to the hotel, he had snacks. And this morning he woke up with vomitosis and diarrhea.
Buttitosis.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's not here for the show.
Yeah, Tiger wants to hang out with the junks just like Trey Turner wants to tell JP where he lives.
JP was probing. He really wanted to know exactly where he lives.
I think he's a fine.
He's a very private.
He's a very good shortstop.
Very private.
Like, it's going to hurt you to say I live in Arlington.
Well, I don't know if he knew exactly what you meant when you asked where you live. You know what I mean? I don't know if you thought you wanted to get the actual home address or the street or the neighborhood. I mean, I knew where you were going, but some people are very private.
All right. Speaking of the Nationals, we have tickets to the Nationals home opener, which we are going to give away now as we play Junkie's Password. We need contestants, though. You got to call in now at 800-636-1067. Scheduled to join us a little later in the program as we talk Nationals, Mike Rizzo, the GM and president of the Nationals. Also, we will have Max Scherzer.
Right.
Which should be fun.
And Sean Kelly, correct?
And I believe Sean Kelly.
So we should have Max, we should have Sean Kelly, we should have Mike, and we are working on possibly Eddie Matz, too, in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so we'll talk more and more baseball because we are 8 days away from opening day.
By the way, still getting some reports from people back home.
Yeah, what's the update?
My buddy Vince sent me a picture. He said, huge storm here in Ashburn. He sent me a picture of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it was nothing. I mean, but you know what? If all those meteorologists were wrong on the projections, I'm happy.
CK asked me
I want to get out on time.
How many beers is it going to take me to get on the plane? I said, I think two. I think two is a good number, depending on when we get to the airport.
Cakes has pumped a lot of beer here.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do dinner with us the first night, But like they were 22-ounce beers. Yeah. When I showed up,
did you have three of them?
The dinner.
No, I'll
he had one at the bar, I believe.
I had
which
one at
he
the
brought
bar,
to the table.
I brought to the table.
Right. Then he had another 22-ouncer.
Another.
Then
one.
He had a cocktail.
Cocktail. Right.
And then he had another 22-ounce.
No, silly. The last one I had to dial it back. I made it the small.
The 16.
The 12.
Probably 12 or 16.
All right.
Wasn't that much smaller, but it was small.
But he did have the cocktail. He had like this fancy.
I had the WPB. West Palm Beach Mule.
So you had basically five beers and a cocktail.
Pretty much. And then I went back into my room and didn't set my alarm. Like
right.
A big gong.
Right.
And somehow woke up at 3:40.
Well, you were under the influence.
Kind of. I definitely couldn't drive.
No.
No chance I could drive.
So
zero.
So that's why you missed the Houston, the Big H?
Yeah, because I was
as
I was,
we drove in the morning.
90%
isn't
asleep.
That an awful feeling, by the way, when you have to get up at 4:30?
Terrible.
And your head hurts.
Terrible feeling. But you know what?
Stomach hurts.
I have nobody to blame.
I know.
But old
it's your fault.
Flakesy over here.
No, it's your fault.
All right, let's punch up our contestants. We're going to play Junkie's Password. A listener will choose a junkie as their partner.
By the way, I still have 6 Miller Lights in my room fridge. So after the show, if anybody wants an early cocktail, come on over to room 407.
Let's go to –
I'm going to stay away.
I'm surprised you're actually going to be there for more than 5 minutes, you big panicky Pete. You'll probably be at the airport at 12 o'clock.
No, I knew we're going back to the hotel. I'm not in that
big of a rush. I understand
that,
but you might leave 2 minutes later.
No, I'm good.
That's why I said you could squeeze in the dog track for an hour or two.
No, I'll take a shower, might have a Miller Light, might chill on the bed.
Might.
Who knows what
he says
happen.
Might.
Just chill on the bed. He just wants to chill on the bed.
Chill in my room.
I agree.
All right, let's go.
I don't mind that. I'm going to chill on the bed,
yeah.
Too.
Let's go to Rob in Bethesda. Rob, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up,
hey,
buddy?
Rob, who do you want to partner up with in Junkies Password?
I'll go JP.
All right, and let's punch up Josh, who is in Ashburn, Virginia. Hey, Josh, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Josh?
Who do you want to pair up with, Josh?
I'll pair up with Mr. Bishbucks himself.
All right. Bishbucks, did you ever write down a password?
I've got one for you, dummies. I have it right here.
Oh, okay, silly.
Oh, geez.
It's a great word. All right, JP, you give the first clue to Rob.
All right, Rob.
Nats season opener tickets, by the way, on the line. That's a great prize.
Rob, your clue is, this should be a one cluer, regurgitate.
Uh-oh.
Silence on the other
Rob,
end.
Rob, do you have an answer?
Rob,
vomit.
Do you know the password?
Vomit.
Your clue is.
You just said it.
Winner.
He's a winner. Pickle. One and done.
Congratulations.
Pickle, right.
You won a pair of tickets to Nats opening day, Thursday, April 5th. At Nat Stadium, Papa John's is the proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Papa John's has great discounts every day. How about two large, two-topping pizzas for just $22? See all of Papa John's offers under specials at papajohns.com. Get all the contest details online at thefandc.com/contest.
The radio insider pull back the curtain with that game is said earlier. Drab T-shirt goes, let's have the game last a little bit. let's let it give it some legs. Let it breathe a little bit. I give a one cluer, and we're done.
But did you check it? Did you think that was going to last?
I don't know.
You thought that was going to be difficult.
I had two. I had vomit. On the other side, I had motel. I don't know which word.
Motel might have been a little
more
difficult.
Might have been a little
difficult.
Tougher, right?
You just go, Bates?
that would have been a silly one. Such an old reference.
It is.
Could you come up with an older reference?
Roach?
The Bates Motel? When did Psycho come out?
Everybody like here knew it.
1960?
Sorry that I used one that works.
It actually did work, but it is kind of old.
So April 5th is opening day for the Nats. At home.
At home.
It's a home
yes.
open. Yeah.
March 29th in Cincy.
Same day as first day of the Masters, first round of the Masters.
Very nice.
That's a big day.
How could we forget?
Well, I'm sure
you should never forget.
I actually think that the Tiger talk has heated up more this year than when he actually was good.
I'm stunned by it. I'm
right?
shocked.
Like 10 years ago? Was there this much Tiger talk?
Probably not. But it's still a huge story.
I guess that it's a comeback.
It's just a huge story.
You're longing for the Tiger of yesteryear.
Well, if he were to win the Masters, it would be the biggest story of the year in sports.
The biggest story of the year.
Yeah. It'd be bigger than the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think you're overstating Tigers' importance.
It'd be bigger than the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think, you know, half the country watches the Super Bowl, and half the country will not be watching Tiger Woods.
Well, the entire country would know about it, put it that way.
Okay. I think on ESPN's Most Dominant, they came out with the Most Dominant list.
Most Dominant Athletes.
I believe he was number one. I don't know if it was the last 20
years. Was that since 2000?
Maybe the 2000s, basically the last 20 years. Because guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady were on the list.
Right. LeBron.
I'm sorry, I can't continue. What are you doing with your headphones? You always have weird bits with your headphones. It's your tiny head. It has to be the tiny head.
Right.
It just can't accommodate regular size
phones. I'm telling you this right now. Yeah. I'm so cold. And I so regret not bringing a jacket that I try and walk around and move around to be warm during the breaks that I'm just throwing it on.
What do you think the temperature is? Mid-60s?
It's 68.
Oh, yeah. So it's all high 60s.
It's just the wind.
I know. It feels like it's 30 right now.
The sun is coming out. We are in sunny Florida.
Look at my hand. I can't keep my hand straight. Look at that. That's how cold I am.
And the funniest part is you didn't wear your GW pants because you didn't want to be pants shamed because of the skirt not being here.
There's
a skirt.
Skirt.
You could have had it.
Well, I'm wearing those to the airport.
Oh, I know you are.
100%.
Yes.
Because when we get back to D.C., it's going to be 25
degrees.
Are they
called goose bumps or goose pimples?
Both. But goose pimple sounds weird.
Yeah, just call them so many goose bumps.
Just
right
call
now.
Them goose bumps.
Freezing here in Florida.
Well, it's not well, really freezing.
You didn't look at the weather forecast. If you had looked at the weather forecast, you would have seen that yesterday, scorching hot, high of 91. Today, cooler, high of 77, which means colder in the morning. Donk! And you should have gone back and gotten your jacket.
You're calling me the donk. You gave a one clue password when it was supposed to have legs.
Okay, well, what am I going to do? It's fine.
Hey, if our flight gets canceled, you want to go to the woods with me?
No.
You're actually going to go back?
Impossible.
I would.
I actually believe
I think
that
Drabby
you would
like it. I think Drabby would like it.
If the flight is canceled, I might try to arrange something with Dave Richard.
No, you did say that.
Have a meal with him.
That's
break
true.
Some bread.
Yeah, but
and if that falls through,
he'll probably go back to the dog track.
Back to the poker room. Of course. It's always in the.
You made 310. I mean,
yeah, it's a pretty
make
pretty
another good. Three bills.
I would be psyched.
Well, he'll probably give it back.
I could.
Unless they are just fish there. Are they so old that they can't see what the flop is?
No, I mean, you're talking to a guy who brought my own glasses to the table so I can see. And I'm 47. And I was by far the youngest person at the table.
By far.
By far.
Yeah.
By like 20 years.
Were they maybe, all, was it all male?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the dealers.
Is that, when you, because I believe that it is a snapshot of your future life.
It is.
Do you see that?
Do I see what?
Like when you're retired.
Yes.
And the kids.
My future is crystal clear.
You have grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, your son's a doctor. He's living in North Carolina. Not whatever. Your daughter's doing something. Like people are kind of around in different spots.
JP,
and it's just you and Amy.
Listen to me.
And you live this life where you're not that social outside
I'm
of
not,
the show.
Really not.
That it's just going to be you at a casino table.
I've already determined that I can't retire in South Carolina because they don't have poker rooms.
Right.
That's I've already looked into that. Well, I'm already planning on that.
All right, so you're going to retire to Florida.
He's probably going to live in Olney because his sister-in-law lives in Olney. It's just where you're destined to be. Now, you may vacation and stay extended months there, but you're going to be at MGM National Harbor.
Slice me a snowbird. Come
you're
going to
be at MGM National Harbor. 3 or 4 days a week, like those 65-year-old men who are at the poker table.
God willing, that is the future that I'm looking at.
That is the truth. He's never going to leave Olney.
No.
There's just no way.
Not unless his sister-in-law leaves first.
No, it's fine. You act like I'm tethered to my sister-in-law.
He gets so bitter.
It's fine.
He gets bitter, but it's a coincidence.
Is that not nice to have, like, family living around you? I actually, like, appreciate having loved ones and family. Like within arm's reach. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, I wouldn't want him within arm's reach.
Well, then you could move to Alabama.
Well, but who's going to move to
That's
Alabama?
Your family.
Who's going to move to Alabama?
I'm just saying that I'm not joning, but the fact is your in-laws live within a mile or two
sure.
of you,
yep.
and your sister-in-law lives within a mile or two of
Correct.
You. So that triangle, there's a triangle there. It's going to be tough to leave that triangle.
Understood, but I don't see myself living in Olney for the rest of my life.
I don't know.
Branch out a little bit.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to spread my wings and fly.
You had been at the casino for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then we invited you to dinner, and you blew us off for an extra 45 minutes at the table.
I did. Because I was stacked.
To get a 9-pack of beer. Yeah. Who even knew you get a nine pack?
Right.
First of all, I was stacking chips. I was doing right. Well. So I'm not going to break up a heater to go wait 40 minutes for tacos? No, thank you. I had just eaten with you guys the night before.
All you can eat tacos.
It was the ambiance cakes.
I don't need ambiance. I have plenty of ambiance at the
Clearly, he went to a dog
track. Did you have any interesting conversation with anybody at the table?
No.
Did anybody ask you where you were from, why you were in Florida?
No. I sit there like a statue.
Just checked your phone the whole time?
Pretty much. Yeah. And by the way, the 9-pack of beers, that's the 16-ounce Miller Lite screw-off tops, which they offer at racetrack gas stations throughout Florida.
Racetrack and speedways. Everything's NASCAR down there.
When he had his less than 3 beers, they're 16 ounces, yeah. So it actually equals about 4.
But they're Miller Lites. I mean, just a few slugs, and it's gone.
Oh, I know.
It's gone, Dave.
All right, we still have Max Scherzer scheduled to join us,
hopefully.
Sean Kelly, and Mike Rizzo as we broadcast live from Nats spring training with the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.